On August 9, 1871, a major hurricane struck the islands of Hawaii and Maui, causing widespread destruction from Hilo to Lahaina. Eyewitness accounts were sent in from Waipio, Kohala, Haana, and Wailuku, and were published in Hawaiian language newspapers.
And that's happening in all the newspapers all the time. People want to hear what's happening in Kipahulu, what's happening in Kauai. The newspapers are seen as a national tool.
Puakea Nogomeyer is the director of the University of Hawaii's Institute of Hawaiian Language Research and Translation. He led a team of graduate students in compiling a digital database of more than 4,000 Hawaiian language newspaper articles related to meteorology and geology.
I've been looking at basically like natural disasters, but looking specifically at seismic activity, so earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, as well as tsunamis.
Paige Okamura is a graduate research assistant with the Institute, working on her master's in Hawaiian language at UH Manoa.
And the steam of the fire that is burning within the earth.
That is trapped.
She and Nogomeyer go over her translation of an article line by line.
You have these extremely detailed, I think we call it citizen science reports. So it kind of reminds us that our kupuna were expert observers of their environment.
Professor Stephen Bussinger chairs UH Manoa's Atmospheric Sciences Department. He was the lead author on a paper on the 1871 hurricane recently published in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society.
To get the details, the blow-by-blow location and time of what happened in this storm, and the impact of this storm, back in 1871, before television, before radio, it was just amazing to me.
He was able to extract scientific data from the citizen science reports translated by students like Okamura.
And you can run the data in a scientific way and say, well, in order for winds to be strong enough to knock over these kinds of trees, you need X amount of gale force winds.
Knowing that this was a Category 3 hurricane, at least, maybe a Category 4 hurricane that had made a direct hit on the Big Island and also impacted Maui severely, that was very important information for making decisions about hurricane risk and hurricane insurance.
He says there was a general assumption following Hurricane Iniki in 1992 that Hawaii and Maui were immune from powerful hurricanes because it had been over a century since one hit. Government officials were considering removing a mandate for hurricane insurance until they came across this research.
I think that the broader story, which is also included in the article, about how literacy in Hawaii just took off back in the early 1800s. And in fact, nowhere else in the Western Hemisphere do we have so many written materials from a culture that previously didn't have writing. There's not even a close second.
From 1834 to 1948, more than 100 independent newspapers were printed in Hawaiian. Only a small fraction of that has been translated. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.